Hello, welcome, and thank you for downloading the Missouri Review podcast. We're broadcasting from the University of Missouri campus in sunny Columbia, Missouri, home of the Missouri Review, the quarterly that brings you the best contemporary literature in fiction, nonfiction, and poetry. Every week, we'll be featuring a wide range of stories, poems, essays, and interviews from authors featured in both our print and online editions. On today's podcast, we will continue broadcasting the winners and finalists of our 2011 audio contest. To introduce our next author, here is our contest editor, Claire McQuarrie.
This week's podcast features Katie Schmid's poem, Bird Heart, recorded in collaboration with David Henson. Bird Heart was the first runner-up of our 2011 audio competition in the poetry category. Katie Schmid is a graduate of the Wyoming MFA program. Her work has been published in Hot Metal Bridge, Event Magazine, and Best New Poets 2009. In 2011, she received an AWP Intro Journals Award for her poem Daughter Psalms, forthcoming in Quarterly West. Her book manuscript recently took second place in the Santa Fe Writers Project Poetry Awards. She lives in Illinois with her husband, the musician and writer David Henson, and their two dogs, all of whom are beautiful and covered in fur. Currently, she makes croissants for a living.
Bird Heart. One day her heart turned into a bird. Can't say what kind of bird. Or a heart bird. Larger than a finch, less chaotic than a crow, not as stupid as a budgerigar. The muscle had been slippery as an innard should be, but of a moment, feathered up. Did the bird heart know itself? It knew it was neither a heart nor a bird, but a painful not-bird. It fluttered, that was the same. It had the memory of flight, but seemed to remember a wet flight. There was no one to know it or explain it to itself. The loneliness of chambers, an organ playing in the night, a humid glow that was not the sun, and the joyous dumb hum of blood. The bird of her heart beat against her lung cage. She felt it. The skinny, scaled feet and a sudden tickle as if from the end of a long tunnel. An ache at the back of her throat.